You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to a brand new week. It is Monday. It is the 12th of December. And great to be with you this morning here on 89.3. Cool FM, of course. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Well, probably after 10 o'clock at any rate. Right, it is Monday, 12th of December. Breakfast show with me, Jerry D. Let's take a look. A few things relevant to the 12th of December. Just 19 days, of course, remaining until the end of the year. That's not long, is it? And 13 shopping days until Christmas Day. So I've got to get stuck in. Well, I have at any rate. Constitution Day today is being celebrated in Russia. We've got Neutrality Day in Turkmenistan. We've got Dia de la Virgen de Guadalupe, or Day of the Virgin of Guadalupe. That's celebrated today in Mexico. National Tree Planting Day today. This is celebrated annually on the second Monday in December. But it's not local. It's actually, in fact, in Malawi.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Festival.
There we go. Yes, certainly a high energy start to this morning. Glad there's some high energy somewhere. That's the borders, by the way. It's, well, 8.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And, we did, start off there with, Jeff Lindsay, Hello, and Time of Our Life. Following on with, Fox on the Run from Sweet, the band, Sweet, British band. And, that was first recorded back in 1974. It was the first Sweet single written by the band, rather than producers Nicky Chinn and Mike Chapman. And that was their 14th single overall, became the best charting single for them as well. Well, in Australia, at any rate, in 1975, with 6 weeks at number one.
Leave it if you don't go all the way. I know that you'll go far.
There we go. That is Richard Marx and Don't Mean Nothing. And tell you what, we're just making our way right now to 40 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I'm going to be with you right through till 10 this morning. So if you hang around for a little while, that'll be nice. Don't like being lonely. And let's see what we've got for you this morning. It's a Monday, so it's always a Music Monday where we can do that. So we're going to be checking in, of course, with Ingrid. Did you see Ingrid? She was on that Polar Express over the weekend. That looked rather good fun. I'm missing a little bit of snow, though, but I'm sure we've sorted that out soon. Talking about the weather, another beautiful morning. I mean, summer has arrived early. Normally, I say it starts to pour with rain, but it really does seem to have started well early. I hope that doesn't mean it's going to go on late as well, which means we'll be suffering from drought conditions, as we sometimes do. Anyway, I digress. Time on the breakfast show. It's time for us to get you in the shower, I think, for this morning, and on your way to where it is you're going today. And with all this beautiful sunshine, can we class this as let me see, good times, would you say that? Anyway, get the water right there, that's it. This is Chic. Good times. There they go, yes. They're shaking themselves off into the distance there. Good times. 18 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And That's it. Time to get you off and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. Beautiful Monday morning. The sun is shining, which we really enjoy, don't we? Of course we do. Keeping the tempo going with Vicky Sue Robinson. Turn the beat around. Go turning the beat around, and that's Vicky Sue Robinson, Breakfast Show time. Keep your eye on the time. 22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, you're making your way into work today. Just sit back and relax, and I'll get you there in as good a condition as I can. Right, so have you been following the Artemis, this sort of, where they've sent this capsule all around the place, haven't they? All around all the way around the moon. Some brilliant pictures came back, I can tell you. And this is, of course, a lead up to, putting, men back on the moon. It was very, very successful. And now they're all getting ready for, ready for the next one. And, that, is going to actually take men up in the capsule around the moon and back again. It won't actually be landing. They probably haven't got a lander for it yet. But it's really quite something. I'm just saying to Yasmin, let's see if we can get hold of Carlos Rogers and see if he'd like to come and talk to us about it. He's into all these things. But there you are. Spacemen came travelling, I guess, really.
Man came travelling on his ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start, and over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star, just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel. And they were afraid. Then the stranger spoke. He said, "Do not fear. I come from a planet a long way from here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear." Suddenly the sweetest music fills the
There we go, that's it. That is Christa Berg there. And that was Spaceman Came Traveling. First appeared on his second studio album, which was Spanish Train and Other Stories, which was released in 1975. And it has been released numerous times as a single, becoming a popular Christmas song, and has appeared on many festive compilation albums, of course, as well. I love the story to it. It's a different approach, isn't it, to what is happening. And they said, what, 2,000 years they'd come back? Well, all I can say is, please, please don't hang around, all right? We need all the help we can get. Trust me.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView, por su tecnología es tu favorita, por todas sus funciones es tu favorita, por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita, autolimpiado y ciclín en 10 minutos, ventana InstaView, air fryer incorporada, tecnología ThinQ, por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita, no esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, "Hey, Jerry D sent me." And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call. Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Ricky,
cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Absolutely. Yeah, half past the hour here on the Breakfast Show. Yep, half past seven. By the way, that LG stove, that sounds something good, doesn't it? InstaView. Es tu favorita, because it's got everything you need. I tell you what it has got, which I love. It's got an air fryer built in. I've got an air fryer. I think it's the best thing since fish and chips. But talking of which, you can heat your fish and chips up in there as well. Great things, those air fryers, aren't they? Anyway, time on the Breakfast Show. We'll do this.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes, indeed. And let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. By the way, Panama has made it into the international news on Reuters this morning. Is that a good thing? Not normally. Russian forces have pounded targets in eastern and southern Ukraine with missiles, drones and artillery, Ukraine's general staff said on Monday, while millions remained without power in sub-zero temperatures after further strikes on key infrastructure. In a flurry of weekend diplomacy, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke with the leaders of the United States, France and Turkey. This is ahead of a planned group of seven G7 and EU meetings on Monday that could agree further sanctions on Russia. A senior official in eastern Ukraine said on Sunday that Ukrainian forces had attacked a hotel where members of Russia's private Wagner military group were based, killing many of them. The account in a television interview by Sergei Gaidai, governor of the Russian-occupied Luhansk region, couldn't be verified at this time, though, by Reuters. A Libyan man accused of making the bomb that killed 270 people after it blew up Pan-American Flight 103, this was over Lockerbie in Scotland in 1988, is in custody in the United States, Scottish and US law enforcement officials said on Sunday. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said on Sunday that Iran's Gulf Arab neighbors would act to shore up their security if Tehran were to obtain nuclear weapons. Indirect U.S.-Iranian talks to salvage a 2015 nuclear pact between global powers and Iran, which Washington exited in 2018, stalled in September. The European Union's credibility is at stake. EU foreign ministers warned on Monday, this is following allegations Qatar lavished cash and gifts on European Parliament officials to influence decision-making. Greece on Monday froze the assets of a key suspect in the case, Eva Kaili, a vice president of the European Parliament and one of four people arrested and charged in Belgium over the weekend, a source with knowledge of the matter has said. Peru's new president, Dina Boluarte, will submit a bill to Congress to bring general elections forward 2 years to April of 2024, she said early on Monday, amid tensions in the Andean nation following the ouster of former leader Pedro Castillo. A Panamanian judge summoned former president Ricardo Martinelli to stand trial for a money laundering charge, investigators said on Friday. Ricardo Martinelli, who was in office from 2009 to 2014, is accused of laundering public funds through the purchase of a news outlet during his term. Nearly 20 others are charged in connection with the new business case, as it is known. Global stocks fell on Monday as investors braced for the last round of transatlantic interest rate hikes this year from a trio of central banks, hoping that a hitherto hefty pace of increases in borrowing costs will finally show signs of easing. Oil prices fell on Monday, deepening a multi-week decline as a weakening global economy offset supply woes stemming from the closure of a key pipeline supplying the United States and Russia, Russian threats of a production cut. Brent crude futures was down 38 cents or 0.4% at $75.72 a barrel by 900 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude was at $70.76 a barrel, down 26 cents or 0.3%. The dollar rose against the Japanese yen but eased against the basket of currencies after data on Friday showed U.S. producer prices had risen more than expected last month. The MSCI's all-country stock index was down 0.3%, the benchmark having lost about 18% so far this year, wiping out all gains chalked up in 2021. In Europe, the stocks index of 600 companies was down 0.7%. And Microsoft, here's an interesting story, is to take 4% equity. It's a 4% equity stake in the London Stock Exchange Group as part of a 10-year commercial deal to mitigate or migrate the exchange operator's data platform into the cloud, the British company said on Monday. Now that's it. There's our little rummage around some of the international news for this morning and some of the business news as well. Leo Sayer.
Of course I can dance. I'm sure I can dance. I'm sure I can dance. I can dance.
Jerry Halliwell. Yes, Ginger Spice. And that was a superstar. Here on The Breakfast Show, it is 18 minutes before the hour. A couple of good mornings come up this morning. Let's start with Mary Lou. Mary Lou says, good morning to everybody. Have a happy Monday. And she sent me a picture because she was celebrating, of course, her birthday over the weekend. Remember, we wished her happy birthday on Friday. She was celebrating over the weekend. And she sent me a picture of her playing the, was it the tambourine, isn't it? The thing with the bells on the side of it. Well, I'm very good at my musical instruments, aren't I? Yeah. Anyway, she sent me a picture. She had a great time. This was obviously there in Coronado. And so good luck. That was great. Thank you, Mary Lou. Thanks for sharing that with us. And we've got, Paul over in the UK. He's just sent a picture. He sent me some pictures in here. Of snow. They've got snow there, South London. And snow on his car and everything. Gosh, makes you want to chew. Whereas we've got the sun shining through our windows here, haven't we? And also a very good morning going off to Athens in Greece, as we do with Renee and Rick. See, once they get hooked on The Breakfast Show, that's it, they're done. You've got to follow us everywhere. Anyway, Renee and Rick are saying good morning, and good Monday morning. Hope you all had a great weekend. I saw Yaz's Instagram post about the Polar Express trip. Looked like fun, and Ingrid with her Mrs. Claus outfit. Loved it. And says, we went downtown Athens to the American Women's Organization of Greece. Christmas Bazaar yesterday. Very nice. A fun and festive event. Picked up some Christmas decorations and a couple of gifts and won some prizes in a lottery. No surprise with this. A bottle of red wine, a bottle of champagne, a bottle of ouzo, and a package of Christmas decorations. Well, they've got to know you well already, really, haven't they? Please, could you play It's Beginning to Look Like Christmas by Michael Bublé.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas soon the bells will start. And the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
Beautiful, isn't it? Makes it does make sort of Christmas to get started, doesn't it? When you got the snowfall, that's even better, isn't it? Tell you what, as a kid, I always remember over in the UK, it used to snow quite often over Christmas, but it doesn't happen so often now. Christmas is absolutely brilliant when it snows. It's not going to do that here. Talking about snowing and weather, let's take a look at today's weather report, shall we? Starting off with our forecast the province of Colón, Costa Riva, where it's going to be 30 degrees Celsius with a maximum, that's the maximum temperature today, 20 degrees being the minimum, 36 degrees the thermal sensation, relative humidity creeping up a bit at 85%. It's going to be cloudy this morning. Chance for a few showers in the afternoon and cloudy again to tonight. Moving over to this side of the isthmus to west Panama, 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 degrees being the minimum, 38 degrees thermal sensation. It's going to feel nice and warm. And 80% relative humidity. Partially cloudy in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, and partially cloudy to tonight. In the metropolitan area where we're sitting right now, looking out the studio window, it's a beautiful morning. Not much in the way of sun, not much in the way of cloud this morning, but they do say partially cloudy. Temperature-wise, 32 degrees Celsius. The maximum temperature with 22, the minimum 38 degrees. It is going to feel hot, and 80% relative humidity. So it's pretty much the same, really. No change here with regards to west Panama. As I mentioned, partially cloudy this morning, cloudy this afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. No mention of rain. And now let's move out to the Gulf of Panama. And if you're out there, have a wonderful day. It's going to be hot today. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. Relative humidity is up there at 90%, which is why you are on the last number of mild discomfort before we get to big discomfort. Yes, if you remember, that's 39 degrees Celsius. It's still mild, but only just. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, cloudy in the afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. So that's pretty much the same across the board for today. Moving on to maritime conditions, we're going to start with the tides for today, starting on the Pacific. Low tide was just after midnight at 12:07 this morning, 0.82 of a metre. High tide, that will be, or was, at 6:13 this morning, that's already gone, 4.42 metre high tide. Low tide, again the second one, 12:24 in the afternoon, and that'll be 0.52 of a metre, and the last high tide, 6:46 tonight, 4.36 metres. On the Caribbean, we have one up and one down, one high tide, and that was, it will be. Sit back and relax. There's nothing going to be happening until 3:08 this afternoon. And that'll be the high tide, and that's going to be 0.34 of a metre. And your low tide, we're going to have to wait till 11:42 tonight, and it'll be minus 0.06 of a metre. So there we go. There are your tides. Now, the actual sea conditions starting off on the Caribbean side. Good conditions this morning. Light winds, 5 to 11 kilometres an hour, coming from the north. Waves, though, if you're boarding, be a little bit careful. 4 feet, the waves today. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing. Light wind still, 11 to 24 kilometres an hour, picking up a little bit, coming from a north-northeasterly direction in the afternoon, but the waves are going to drop by a foot to 3 feet in the afternoon. On the Pacific, good conditions here, very light wind, just a slight breeze at 7 kilometres an hour coming from the north-northeast this morning. Waves, there aren't any. Nope. You could go water skiing this morning, it's going to be nice. In the afternoon, the sea, still no waves. 7 to 13 kilometres an hour wind. Direction changing slightly. That's going to be coming from the north. So that's it. There are your, well, it's your weather report for today, but I definitely think we've got a little bit of summer, don't you?
Drum, please!
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause this is summertime. School is out and it's sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Yet hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, apply from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spent all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
There we go, that's DJ Jazzy Jeff, and that is called Summertime. So it is, isn't it? I mean, come on. And we haven't had that much rain, have we? DJ Jazzy Jeff, also with the Fresh Prince on there as well. We're just coming to 4 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, we will be taking a look at some of the local news this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Taking us there, it's Madonna. Who's that girl?
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hello. Les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y ciclín en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carl Leander on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
I love you, baby.
There we go, with a couple of great wake-up songs there. If you just got to the office and you're nodding off already. Rolling Stones, of course, Just Your Fool was the first of those two, followed on by Wilco Johnson. And I love the way you do. Breakfast show time, 17 minutes right now after the hour of 8 o'clock. Always sort of keeping an eye out at this time of the year, any new Christmas albums that are coming out. There's one that has just come out. In fact, it was ready to come out in 2021. It's called A Very Backstreet Christmas. And in actual fact, it is the, was it the album, first Christmas album, but it's the 10th studio album, which has come from the Backstreet Boys, and say their first Christmas one. Initially stated for release in 2021 and was delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And it was released this year, October the 14th of 2022. And I've been happy to listen to some. I do quite like it, actually. It's not bad at all. But what I do like is this one off of the album, Christmas in New York.
Fella, they're lighting up the tree. carriage ride through Central Park. All the elves are busy on Macy's 8th floor. It's good to know there's still a miracle on 34th. But what I love the most is holding you this close. This is what they made the season for.
I do like that. That's the Backstreet Boys, Christmas in New York, off of a very Backstreet Christmas. 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And I tell you what, good morning to Paul and Maria over there in South London in the UK with their snow this morning. So it must be very Christmassy over there. But Paul dropped me a little note on Friday. And, of course, we all know it's all beginning to look a lot like Christmas, isn't it? Which we had. It's looking that way in the UK singles chart. Say, Paul sent this over to us. After Mariah Carey's dethroned Taylor Swift, yes, from the number one spot. All I want for Christmas is you. Tops the chart after being streamed 10.8 million times in the past week. Another 23 festive favourites, by the way, have also made the top 40. Mariah Carey's song, which is widely regarded as a modern-day standard, was first released back in 1994 and reached number one for the first time. That wasn't until 2020. So there, by the way, also Wham's Last Christmas is at number three, and Ed Sheeran and Elton John's Merry Christmas is one place behind. That's one I like as well. That's a new one out this year. I'll dig that out. We'll play that a bit later, I think. But anyway, right now, number one. Sorry, Taylor Swift. But it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I don't have much voice left because of the wonderful weekend I have. Oh, wow, we rode the Polar Express on the Panama Canal train. It was fabulous. I ran into, oh, hey, Jazz, it was great to see you and that handsome boy of yours. Oh, indeed, it was beautiful. There was children, there was people, there were happiness, the people had dressed up, they were wearing wonderful little Christmas outfits. Mrs. Claus made an appearance with her, what we call, Grumpy Elf. Yeah, the Grumpy Elf passed out candy canes and whatnot. It was wonderful. I saw Ed and his wife, Doris. Shout out to Ed and Doris. Woohoo! I know you're listening. And it was just a beautiful time. People, we rode out to the Gamboa area, turned around and came back, and it was beautiful. The children were having such fun. The parents were enjoying themselves. And such, I saw some great hats, some awesome sweaters, people wearing necklaces made out of Christmas tree lights and whatnot. It was just amazing. And the countryside was beautiful. We couldn't have asked for a better day. The sun was shining so bright, and they have this one car that has glass windows up, and it's higher than the other levels, and you could see out and over above the trees, and it was just, it was amazing. They had people passing out champagne with mimosas or hot chocolate and things like that, and it was just a really, really magical day. So after enjoying that magical day, of course, we had to go and have fish tacos over at our dear friend's. Well, you get close to the canal, you gotta have fish. Fish and margaritas. I mean, there you go. Mr. Magoo, you gotta go there. So we had some of that, and oh my goodness, we had more giggles and more giggles. Got to know some people better. Enjoyed the company of great friends, learned some new friends, and it just had a spectacular time. Whew. And of course, because of ho ho ho, we didn't have much voice left at the end of the day, and that's why I'm a little hoarse today. Anyways, you all have a wonderful Monday. I'm so excited. This has been a great weekend, and I'm glad it's over because I'm tired. And back to you in the studio.
Hear a bell ringing, all the children singing, you'll be singing too. Hear a whistle blowing, soon they'll all be going, you'll be going too. There's a train out for dreamland that rides on a peppermint rail. It only stops at ice cream station to pick up Cracker Jack mail. There's a train out for dreamland. It's run by a chocolate brown bear. It puffs around a candy mountain as it sails through the air. You'll see a big white snowman who melts when he hears you laugh. A singing mouse, a licorice house, and a funny-looking jelly bean giraffe. All aboard now for dreamland. We'll choo 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 to the sky. So if you want to go to dreamland, well then just close your eyes.
The There we go. A big thanks to Ingrid, and thanks. That was a wonderful weekend, wasn't it? There on the Polar Express. Right, that particular track, gosh, that's going back in time. It came off of an album called King Cole for Kids, an album by Nat King Cole, and released on Capitol Records. And the album was recorded, in actual fact, in August of 1947. Released as, now you want this, is it released as a 78 RPM record in 1947 and reissued in 1951 on a 10-inch LP. Oh, good grief. And that's one of the tracks off of the album. In actual fact, it was on the 78 RPM album in 1947, which just had the six tracks. And it was the last track off of the album. And in the 10-inch LP, which was released in 1951, that had a few more tracks on it. And it was the sixth track on that album, or eight tracks on the LP. LP. I don't remember we had LPs in 1951. But anyway, there you are. That's a lovely little song. And everybody had a great time, I hope. That's it then. That's Christmas session for the moment. Time to get up and do a little bit of bopping around with Suco Pseudo Echoes version of Funky Town.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Go. It's called Sugar Town, and it's by the Fratellis. And it's time to look at a few things still relevant to today's date, 12th of December, by the way. It is a Monday. In the year 1800, Washington, D.C. was established as the capital of the United States. In 1896, Guglielmo Marconi gave the first public demonstration of radio at Toynbee Hall in London, of which we're extremely grateful. Going from Sugar Town to, sugar-coated iceberg. This is the Lightning Seeds. That's it. Sugar-coated icebergs. And that was Lightning Seeds. We're just making our way to 15 minutes before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8 o'clock this morning, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock. And we'll be checking in the last hour with Yasmin, see how her weekend went. She was on the Polar Express, as you heard Ingrid mention, so we'll get another point of view on that. And let me see, probably a couple of tracks from Who Was Born on This Day in Music. We'll see how it goes. That's the way we do it here, you know. Right, time to go back in town. I'm going to go back. It's Monday, right? It is Monday, isn't it? Yeah, I thought so. I think I'll wait till Tuesday. What I was trying to say, we're going to go back in time. How many of you remember CB Radio?
You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on.
Remember that?
Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger. Them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears, and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke, with 1,000 screaming trucks, and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck to Sodbuster, come on there. Yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cha-cha-cha. There we go. Yes, that is the Diamonds and Little Darling. And before that is C.W. McCall and Convoy. As I mentioned, did you remember CB Radio? I remember when that came out. That was the bee's knees, wasn't it? I think I had a black Toyota Celica back in those days. And, of course, the BBC, I don't know if you know or not, but they're celebrating 100 years of broadcasting. And where I used to go with my car was up on top of the hill, and what we call it, Alexander Palace. And that is where BBC first started broadcasting from. And I used to go there with the car because it was high, needless to say. And Ali Pally is what we used to call it. I got there because it got a good reception. And I can't even remember what my handle was at that place. Can't remember anything anyway. But there you are, yeah, that was fun. And if you keep an eye on the time, by the way, we are just making our way. We are almost exactly 8 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. I was taking a rummage around some new music that was coming up, new for me at any rate. And I came across, Queen. And I hadn't sort of heard anything from the new Queen. Or King. But this is Queen. It's called Faces Alone.
Explodes in sight. You feel your soul. glow where the moon has lost its glow.
Tell you what, I find it rather strange. Queen there, and Face It All Alone. The reason I find it rather strange is because I know it's sort of Queen's new sort of structure, but it sounds like Freddie Mercury, and I find that really sort of quite strange. I don't know about you. Do you think, or is it just me being weird? But anyway, let's take us up towards the top of the hour. I can squeeze in another oldie, actual fact, to take us up to 9 o'clock. This is Ready for the World and Oh Sheila.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander. Oh Sailor.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Clean en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. My toast says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go.
Got it okay. Rochdale, would you please welcome Miss Lisa Stansfield?
Combination. Lisa Stansfield there, of course, together with George Michael. I wish I was at that concert. I wonder if it's the same one he did when he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Elton John." That was quite an introduction. Same for that one as well. Time on the breakfast show. Let's keep becoming, we're 21 and a half minutes, and that's after the hour of 9 o'clock. And it's time for us to say a very good morning. I know what's coming next. Good morning, Yaz.
Hello, good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy. Oh, yeah, see, you've got to get a happy Monday. Did you have a happy Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, yeah, especially Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome at the train.
The Polar Express.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did they put the air conditioning on high?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, I see. It has to be cold, you see.
And nobody warned us.
We
were freezing.
I tell you what, I went into the 99 supermarket. You know, they've redone the one here in Paitia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very nice, just mm-hmm. sort of trying to find everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they have now the section where all the meat and the cheese and everything else like this, all the fresh stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They've put a sort of the section at the back, which used to be a bit sort of yucky before. It's really nice now. And on top of the sort of where they have the coolers, they've got igloos and polar bears and all this sort of thing for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, these polar bears must be loving it. I mean, it was absolutely freezing in there. And I said, come on, let's go to the veg section. It's warmer.
Yeah, so yesterday was really a Polar Express because we were freezing. And some people were complaining about that, but they cannot regulate it. You know, they have or to turn it off or turn it on.
They have a special North Pole setting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we
FYBO.
Really, yeah, anyways, we really love it.
Oh,
that was our first time on the train.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I was so excited.
It's lovely,
almost
isn't it?
Cried, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You almost cried?
Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't you have a ticket or what?
I know. But, you know, we also visited the VIP area with the glass.
Oh, yeah, no, I've been on that a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
It's lovely.
Beautiful, too, but also the other part is nice, too. I mean, I love both parts.
Yeah, yeah. No, the whole train
is... Both are special.
Whole train is lovely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, they call it the dome car, is what they call it.
Oh, yes, yes.
And, believe it or not, in the States, there's a few of those that they sort of... there is a story behind that. I remember somebody telling me the story
mm-hmm.
when we were taking a group of people over on the train
mm-hmm.
about how they found the dome car
mm-hmm.
because obviously you know they wanted one same sort of period
mm-hmm.
and it was a like a little restaurant
mm-hmm.
it had been a restaurant
mm-hmm.
you know like a little drive-in place
mm-hmm.
and so and there's the story about the way the air conditioning is done mm-hmm. on the train, especially the dome car, is very interesting as well because they have to have it done in a certain way
mm-hmm.
that the windows don't steam up. You know, you get all the condensation. Notice you don't get any condensation. That the whole system is done in a way that you don't get condensation mm-hmm. on the windows. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to see anything, would you?
Exactly.
It would be foggy.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I'm full of useful knowledge, me.
That's true. Wow. Okay.
Quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because you took it in, did he enjoy it?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, he loved it, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Oh, excellent. Well done to them. Who actually put it on? Was it the American Society?
Yeah, that was organized by the American mm-hmm. Society to benefit Fundación Ronald McDonald. You know, the
brilliant.
Ronald McDonald.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that was awesome. And, of course, thanks a lot to the Panama Canal Rail.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And did the American ambassador go?
No. No, I didn't see him.
Her.
But it was crowded,
it's
you know.
It's a her.
Yeah,
it's like we have. It's like we have a king in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lady ambassador here for Panama.
Yeah.
Maria Carmen Aponte, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It's, that was a shame she didn't go.
Mm-hmm.
She'd have been good, but she probably goes on her own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
We'll have to see if we can interview her one day. Get mm-hmm. on in touch with our friends over there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you did that. Anything else? Did you do anything else? Did you go shopping? Did you get me anything nice?
Well, that was on Saturday, because on Saturday morning I was volunteering at Albrook Mall.
Oh, right, yes.
The movie.
Oh, yes, you were telling me, yeah.
Yes, there were like 5 foundations of kids, and they were enjoying a movie at mm-hmm. Cinemark. And that was nice, too. So after that, we went shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good, too, because we arrived there early. We got parking, and everything was perfect.
Oh, good. You got parking. That's a big thing over there.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Yeah.
And talk about movies for kids, because I got a message from Netflix mm-hmm. yesterday, because they tell me when new movies are coming out.
Oh, okay.
And it's a Japanese movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about an egg.
an egg.
Yeah, and it's not even boiled. It's a soft egg. It's a yolk of an egg. And it's adventures.
What is that?
I mean, it looked really weird. I'm thinking. let me see. Let me just see.
From which country was that?
It's from Japan, which isn't surprising, really, is it? You know, look. Here we are. Look.
Oh, that looks cute.
Gutitama. It's called an excellent adventure. And it's the yolk of an egg that can apparently wander around. Go on then.
Well, if it's from Japan, I can watch it.
No, this is normal. Their eggs walk all over the place in Japan.
But they're very creative.
Well, you can say that again.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have never thought about making a movie about an,
exactly.
about an egg yolk that has adventures. I'd just cook it. Should we do one of your birthdays birthdays born on this day? What you got?
Oh, yeah. Let me see if I can find them because I have
got anything about eggs?
Yeah. Let me see here. Okay, we got three, right?
We've got three today, yeah, because there's three great people.
Oh, yes.
Got birthdays today.
Yes, let's start with Frank Sinatra, yeah.
Okay.
He was born in 1915. American singer, actor, and producer, who was one of the most popular and influential musical artists of the 20th century. He was the first singer to encounter pop hysteria. Hysteria.
Mm-hmm.
And his single, My Way, holds the UK longevity record of 136 weeks on the charts.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad going, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Longer than he lived, I think. What a great artist he was. Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. At my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way,
no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the thing he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blow and did it my way.
Beautiful. It's not just a beautiful song, it's a very powerful song, isn't it, that
mm-hmm,
one is?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. My way. Frank Sinatra, happy birthday to him today.
Mm-hmm, lovely.
And now, let me see. So, you did the train. What else was it you did? You went to the movies.
On Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Anything else is exciting?
No. Supermarket yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's exciting. I did that yesterday. I was freezing to death.
Oh, yeah. No, that was all. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's enough, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and how's your boy doing, Ian?
He's fine. Today is his last day of the school.
Oh, good. Is that for most schools?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm waiting for the traffic to improve.
Yeah, I guess it's going to be for the whole week for the other schools.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, yeah.
Because I told him I went to that meeting last week. I think it was Thursday. It took me 2 hours to get there.
What time was it?
It was, well, I had a meeting at 3:00.
Mm.
And it was the day Christina asked me if I could give her a hand and go to, with her to Reba Smith, get some poinsettias
mm-hmm.
To take to the office.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a question of going from here in Paitia to Bay of Easter
mm-hmm.
to Reba Smith, and then from there to Obario. Mm-hmm. Avenida Samuel Lewis,
mm-hmm.
and then from there I was going to a meeting in opposite Kosher, the people of Los Pueblos, so the people that have the islands there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a meeting with them,
mm-hmm.
and but the meeting was at 3:00. Well, we left here at 1:00,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, well, I'll come home and get in. I thought, no, I'll put something on now because I'm not sure how much time I'll take. Anyway, I was 5 minutes late for the meeting. It took 2 hours.
Wow.
Mm. 2 hours. Traffic was horrendous.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Where is everybody going? I mean, where are they going?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe shopping. Christmas shopping, I guess.
Well, they're supposed to be at work.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
So, anyway, that was 2 hours it took me.
Mm.
Yes, anyway, I got there in the end.
Yeah, well, next week is going to be better.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think everybody has done their Christmas shopping by then?
No, but a lot of students are going to the interior to spend vacations.
Ah, that's true, yeah. Or going abroad.
Yeah.
Family overseas and things like that.
Yeah,
that's true.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's go early.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hang around. okay, who's our second born on this day, yes?
Okay, the second one is Connie Francis.
Ah, okay.
She was born in 1938, American singer and actress who had the 1958 UK number one single, Who's Sorry Now? And 1960 US number one and UK number five single, Everybody's Fool, plus over and 20 UK top 40 hits. Francis saw success with her 1959 album Sings Italian Favorites, which spent 81 weeks on the UK chart.
That's cool. I can sing Italian Favorites.
Yeah?
Yeah. Which Italian one? Favorites.
Sorry now. Sorry now. Whose heart is aching for
Connie Francis, and who's Sorry Now. Yes, that was a goodie.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing today? Because you did supermarket yesterday. What events you got today?
No, today I have to work, so nothing today.
Heaven forbid.
Yeah, tomorrow we both are busy, right?
We're both, yes.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow is the opening of a new room at the Museo del Canal, the Canal Museum. And it's just for media.
Oh, okay.
Media. And this is going to be about 1964 through 1999 with the invasion.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. they're going to talk about this history, about all these years.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to see this new exhibition. It's a permanent exhibition, so everybody can go on Wednesday.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
It's open for everybody on Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
But you're going tomorrow because you're media.
Mm-hmm.
I say I'm not allowed to go till Wednesday then.
No, you are going tomorrow to another event.
Yes, I am, wasn't I? Well, you said I don't have to wear any clothes, apparently.
No, it's going to be outdoors, so you have to wear something fresh.
Something fresh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, let's have a look in the cupboard, see if I've got anything that's still fresh. So, this is going to be fun. What is it I'm going to see?
It's a Kia new car,
oh,
right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. Because I know I've got two things this week. One of them is cars, and the other one is tech.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, remember the one on Thursday?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So that's going to be good. Oh, it'd be nice. I wonder if they give me a free car. You think so?
Mm,
no.
Maybe you can just drive it for
perhaps
a while.
Perhaps they let me try it, yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
I tell you what, these cars, these Kias, the design now mm-hmm. is, they're really becoming quite something.
Mm-hmm.
There's one car they got, which I love, is the front grille.
Mm-hmm.
It's got all these little lights
mm-hmm.
on the side. They're sort of like, it's four at the top, then three, then two, then one, down the side of the grille. It's all really clever.
Mm-hmm.
LEDs have made so much difference the way we light things mm-hmm. now. We can be much more inventive, can't we?
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's all exciting.
Yes.
Love this tech. So that's it. Oh, we're going to have a lie down, aren't we? The end of the week. We've got a long weekend.
No, yeah.
We've got. Hang on, because the 20th is a holiday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I love November, December, and then we got a day off in January,
mm-hmm.
and then we got Carnival in February.
Mm-hmm.
March will come quickly, won't it?
Oh, yes.
So anyway, who is our final? We're doing three today because this next one mm-hmm. Is a particular favourite of mine.
Mm-hmm. Dionne Warwick.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in 1940.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. singer, 1964 UK number 9 single, Walk On By. 1974 US number 1 and UK number 29 single, Then Came You, plus over 25 US top 40 hits.
I know, she's incredible. Oh, this yeah. is one of my favorites, Walk On By.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by. Walk on by.
is absolutely amazing, Dionne Warwick, and there's a Walk On By. And that is one of my favourites of all the time. Mm-hmm. Burt Bacharach and Hal David, they wrote a lot of the songs for her, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And some especially just for her. And mm-hmm. a lot of them, like some of the tracks that Dionne Warwick did, were copied or covered by other artists. But things like, she also did a version of the song called Alfie.
Mm-hmm.
Which was from the British movie, which starred Michael Caine,
mm-hmm.
when he was a very young man.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people know that. But the one that was actually used in the movie was by Cilla Black,
mm-hmm.
because obviously she was British, the movie was British. But Dionne Warwick, absolutely beautiful. Now, you see, I had to learn to say Dionne Warwick,
mm-hmm.
because we don't say it like that in England.
Mm-hmm.
We say Dionne Warwick.
Yes.
Because we have a place spelt the same. We have a place called Warwick in England, and
mm-hmm.
it's W-A-R-W-I-C-K. So we always we pronounce things rather strangely, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like Americans, they say Warwick.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're in London, we have a place called Leicester Square,
mm-hmm.
which is in Sydney. And Americans will come and say, excuse me, says, can you tell me where I can find Leicester Square? And the thing is, they're quite right. The pronunciation is right. If you pronounce it as it's written,
uh-huh.
it's Leicester Square. But we're just slurring. Leicester. Because we're drunk most of the time. I tell you what I'm going to do, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like the song, I'm going to play another two tracks
okay.
by Dionne Warwick. And this this next one is a theme song from a movie. And it's a theme from Valley of the Dolls. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, Valley of the theme from Valley of the Dolls. A little bit of a story to that one, because it was for the movie, which was it was 1967 when it was released. But the song was composed by Andrei and Dori Previn, composed for the film version of Valley of the Dolls. It was a Jacqueline Suzanne novel, Valley of the Dolls, and the song recorded there by Dionne Warwick. Actress Barbara Parkins, who starred in the motion picture, suggested that Dionne Warwick be considered to sing the film's theme song. You know, the song was originally going to be given to Judy Garland, who'd been fired from the film. That's probably why she didn't do it.
Ah, okay.
And Warwick performed the song, and when the film became a success in the early weeks of 1968, her single of the film became a million seller, peaking at number 2 for 4 weeks on the US Billboard Hot 100. Mm-hmm. It was kept off, by the way, the first place by Love is Blue by Paul Mauriat, and Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding.
Wow.
But I'm going to play another Dionne Warwick song to take us towards the end of the program.
Sure.
I'll Never Fall in Love Again. You have a good weekend, yes? Oh, no, it's not the weekend, is it?
Yes.
Today's Monday, not Friday. I've got to come to work tomorrow.
What do you get when you fall in love? A guy with a pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get for all your trouble. I never fall in love again. I never fall in love again. What do you get when you kiss a guy?
Dionne Warwick, I'll Never Fall in Love Again. Another Burt Bacharach and Hal David song. Yes, I tell you what, we've got a little announcement just before we go, because a friend of ours, Yerad, he was sort of out and about, travelling around, getting stuff, and because he's going to Nicaragua for Christmas to see his wife. And he looked like he bought some, or was given some presents to give to his wife.
Yes, I understood somebody gave him a present for his wife, but he forgot the bag on the metro bus at Costa del Este.
Oh, no.
That is at the bus stop next to Banvivienda. That was maybe, a ver, he sent this yesterday night, so maybe on Saturday, I guess.
Mention it in Spanish as well for our listeners.
Es una bolsa color amarillo en el metrobús de Costa del Este, en la parada que está en Banvivienda. Si alguien encuentra la bolsa, por favor, se ofrece recompensa.
And they can get in touch with us here. You can give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. If you found it, you know how sad it is when people have done things like that. They got their presents and something like that happened. So please, if you did see it, if somebody did find it, yellow bag with some presents in it. Please get in touch with us. Give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. Or you can WhatsApp us on 677-1882. And if you found it or you handed it in or whatever, please do let us know, because you make somebody very happy. One day. Yeah, it's always sad when things like that happen. The type of thing normally happens to me. All right, yes, we'll be back, Mummy, tomorrow.
Oh, yes,
7 o'clock
tomorrow.
In the morning. Have a great day.
Thank you, you
all
too.
Right. All right, and that's it for this morning. Brought us to the end of this morning's programme. And please, if you did find that yellow bag, or you know somebody it might have been handed in, please let us know. 223-5162, Yasmin, or you can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Stay tuned. Two chat SOSs coming up with GT this morning. Of course, big thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. And she had a great time there over the weekend. So did Yasmin on the Polar Express. And of course, big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. Who's born on this day? What, where and when? You name it. She does it all. Social media. I just play music and forget things. Right, let me see. What else? Oh, yes, big thanks to Neil. Neil over there in the United Kingdom, over in Windsor. Chat with him over the weekend. He's coming back on the 14th of January for a while, so that'll be nice. And big thanks to Boys, Girls, and Group of God, who keep us up and running, especially to Isaac. Thank you, Isaac. And well, it just reminds me to say big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, for being with us here on The Breakfast Show 89.3. Cool FM. And like I said, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning, and that's at 7 o'clock, and whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, if you're in traffic and you're actually moving, be really nice, do call us and let us know. It just remains for me to say, you know, be careful what you're doing. Remember, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. No, we're going now, we're finishing. Alright, there we go. I'm not doing another 3 hours.
You've been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.